Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno, securityadvocate.com, thesecurityadvocate.com, right, Scott?
Absolutely.
Thesecurityadvocate.com. Scott Arno, folks, our cybersecurity expert, one of the smartest guys on this topic in the world. Scott, I've never had an email that wasn't my domain.
And I've never, didn't clear the webmail. Cool.
And I've never had an email hosting company that wasn't basically my hosting company. Mm-hmm. I don't own it, but it's a small entity. I've mm-hmm. never had a Yahoo account, never had a Google. I've got a Google account, but only just to get me in and out of Google, right? I don't use the email at all. My if I did business with AT&T, I didn't have an .AT&T. I've got some Comcast accounts. I don't have a .com, an at Comcast. I don't use any of those. I never have. Mm-hmm. I've never had a Yahoo account. I've never had an AOL account. What happened the last 2 weeks made me happy about that. Tell the audience what happened. Tell the audience what happened.
Well, it got disclosed that Yahoo suffered a rather gigantic breach. And part of the problem here is Yahoo wasn't exactly forthcoming about it. It wasn't like they announced
a couple of years, right? They held off a couple of years.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal, actually. This was discovered basically because people like Brian Krebs, the investigative reporter we mentioned, found that on underground forums, basically credentials from these accounts were being sold in very, very large numbers. And they, backtrack and find out, oh, it looks like Yahoo's been breached. And then Yahoo said, oh, yeah, we were breached. And, the numbers kept climbing. First it was, a few hundred million, which is awful. And then it got to the point where it was half a billion. One of these security companies that's looking into it now, a company called InfoArmor, has been looking at some of the online traffic, and they're looking at this thinking, yeah, that number still seems kind of low.
Tell us what this breach has done. It's my understanding that they even got so far into the accounts, the customer accounts, that they know your security questions even.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny because in the industry, security questions are really a lousy way to actually go about security.
Right.
It's because if nothing else, 9 times out of 10, what they're asking you in a security question can be found out elsewhere.
Right.
And, of course, when databases like
they this don't know when reached, my dog, they don't know who my first dog was, though, Scott. Don't tell me that.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if you remember years ago.
They don't know who my favorite aunt is.
Do you remember there used to be this thing on Facebook where there were all these quizzes that everybody was really
excited
to do?
I never took those.
That was wise. I remember they were everywhere. Something.
I don't do that stuff. I've got work to do. I got too much stuff going on. Okay,
wise.
Scott. So, you're hearing that this half a billion could be half of what it really is.
The big problem here is that the way what's called the back end system architecture within Yahoo, basically how they set up all their network stuff, held everything in one main user database for authentication. So basically your password and your username were all in the same place, and it wasn't just that. It was stuff like date of birth, phone number, like you say, the security answers, and other personal information all in this one place. And this is apparently what the hackers got a hold of. So this notion that, they only stole some of it.
So here's a question.
Optimistic.
If you had a Yahoo account, how threatened or how compromised are you?
I'd love to say it's not that bad, but it sounds pretty bad. I mean, obviously,
what would be the exposure? What would be the peril potentially? Quickly.
Theoretically, it would be someone using your stuff to, like, maybe something like open up a bank account, open up new credit cards, and then send in your name.
If they knew much about you, yeah.
If there's anything in your name where someone can break into that account, this gives them some great hints to do so. Not only questions about you to defeat other security questions used elsewhere, but also your password.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same password can be used elsewhere and also variations on it. Like, let's say I'm using Security Advocate 4. No, I'm not using that, by the way.
Yeah.
Someone's going to steal that and then use Security Advocate 5, 6, 7.
Is it just a matter of time before this happens to Google and Facebook and people like that, if it hasn't already?
A lot of it depends on how your security practices are. We're hearing more and more about Yahoo's security practices, and they don't sound so hot.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they actually referred to their internal security team as the Paranoids.
Oh,
because
really?
Everyone else in the business was not
taking
it seriously.
That's great. Disregard the people who are trying to keep you safe.
Exactly.
Hey, Scott, thank you for a nice Halloween message here today.
A little early scare.
Yeah, but thanks for the good reporting, and come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com, folks. That's Scott Arnold's website. Check him out and see what he's got up. He's up to. As you can tell, he's very smart. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.